So I want to talk a little bit about this song. Years ago, to get myself out of yet another funk, see, I always take on a big project, you know, and Mark Doyle and I and another producer named David Werner, the three of us in Mark's tiny little studio in Syracuse, New York, we climbed the musical Mount Everest that is Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And the thing is, I like doing covers. I write a lot of my own songs, but to me, Dark Side is so worthy of reinterpretations, because for me, it has a deeply spiritual center to it. I had been feeling all of these, I still have them more than ever, these fears about this sort of technological, you know, dystopia that we are tumbling into very, very quickly. And so I was thinking about all that, and Dark Side expresses so much of that. It was so prescient. I mean, it was way before its time. It spoke to now. And it spoke to the fact that we're losing our center as human beings, our souls, the things that make, the sensory things that make life worth living, you know? And I needed a way to express all of that. And so Dark Side became the vehicle. And this was a labor of love. I didn't have a deal at the time. So we poured ourselves into this, and layer by layer by layer, we built it and we made it our own. And lo and behold, V2 Records, which was a very cool label, they flew up to Syracuse and they wanted to see us perform this. And so we performed it in a little theater, and it was so exciting. And we got a deal that night. And just as this record was about to come out, V2 ran out of money and they closed their doors. And oh yeah, that was, don't go into the music industry, just warning you, okay? But anyway, I never really released it, but I did have all of these boxes and boxes of the promotional copies that would have gone out to press and PR and all of that kind of stuff. And we are down now to the very, very last box of those. We are. However, this thing has a happy ending to it, because during the lockdown, with all that copious spare time on his hands, Mark was poring over his files, his internet files, and we had thought that this amazing surround sound version of Dark Side, which had been mixed by the greatest engineer in the world, who did it for us as a favor, this thing was legendary. We thought it had been lost in a fire. And lo and behold, Mark found a copy. And we had it, you know, remastered, and Mark said, "Mary, you have to hear this." And I'm like, whatever. You surround, shmurround, who cares? And he said, "No, listen. Surround sound is where you have, it's a very visceral sonic experience. You have the speakers all around you." So he sat me down in his house and handed me a glass of wine, and I listened, and this thing just hit me. It was beautiful. So I said, "Well, let's release it." So I had a new cover designed, and this thing became a word of mouth sensation. And we ended up getting named, Immersive Album of the Year, Best Immersive Album of the Year. So anyway, see, everything happens when it's supposed to, right? So anyway, you know, again, whenever I perform this, I just look at all of you lovely people out there, and I can see how old you are. But you know, we are the last generation that will ever have remembered life before this massive change that is about to happen to us. And I think we're very lucky that we got to live with childhoods that where you could run free all day, you know? So it's, anyway, I don't want to get maudlin. But I'm gonna sing the song that I love from this record, that is so apropos of our times. It's called Brain Damage. Okay.